You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Okay, so speaking of that pandemic that's still raging and putting businesses big and small in jeopardy, those businesses have one day left to get approval for loans from the $130 billion or so that's left in the Paycheck Protection Program. Over the past few weeks, we've been talking to businesses that applied for and got their loans early in the program. Now that it's winding down, for now, we asked Marketplace's Justin Ho to talk to businesses that have been getting their applications in at the last minute.
Back in April, a PPP loan sounded like a lifesaver to Richard Marks. He runs a professional training company, a business built on face-to-face meetings, which haven't been happening. But he doesn't have any employees, so from the outset, he wasn't sure whether he was eligible for a loan.
My interpretation was that I had to have employees on a payroll in order to apply for PPP.
About 2 weeks ago, Marks heard from another business owner with no employees who got a PPP loan. So Marks applied, and the SBA approved his application this past Friday. He's relieved, but wishes he'd known sooner that he was eligible.
If you're not plugged in, if you don't know what you don't know, you end up missing out.
Some business owners are resubmitting applications at the last minute, even though they've been trying from the beginning. Holly Drews co-owns a pool and spa contracting company. She'd already applied 4 times.
I was just like, checking my email. I've never checked my email so much in my life, constantly checking to see if I got anything.
She was rejected 4 times, once because the first round of PPP money ran out. Another bank said she couldn't apply without an existing account. After a while, Drew said she gave up hope. She was even thinking about taking out a personal loan to keep her business running. But last week, she applied through a new bank and got approved.
My husband and I were ecstatic. It's been a very stressful few weeks for us financially.
Not everyone's quite there yet. Sherrard Duvall runs a media production company in South Carolina. He's applied to 7 lenders for a PPP loan.
It's been a 3-month slog and struggle, and frustrating is probably the best word to describe it. Upsetting, really.
One bank did approve an application that Duvall submitted a couple weeks ago, but he still hasn't heard whether the SBA has approved it. He applied through another lender last week. It's asking for more paperwork.
So it looks like I'm going to be down to the wire.
Duvall says the PPP money would help him pay utility bills, rent, invoices he still hasn't paid. But at this point, he says he has very little confidence that he'll receive any assistance. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.